As Neil Levesque with us, St. Anselm College, one of our regular political all-stars and analyst, Institute of Politics director. Neil, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let me give you my quick, without analysis, bullets, and then you take it away. And I'm just going to tell you the facts that I see. Several weeks ago, we were not really talking much on this show or in this region about the Virginia governor's race and Glenn Youngkin. We were not talking about the governor's race in New Jersey. I wasn't even on the table. Now we know the results in Virginia, sweep for Republicans. Biden won that over Trump by 10. This candidate did it without Donald Trump, by the way. Took it to the suburbs, took public education away from the Democrats, saying parents do have a say. Took on the cultural war, socialism, won big against Terry McAuliffe, former DNC chair, Clinton ally, Obama ally, Biden ally. And he cleaned the clocks, if you will, even though it was, you know, three. But if you look at the delta of the Biden-Trump, that's 13. But there are consequences here because it probably emboldened Senator Manchin to even push a little more center-right on budget. And they need his vote to get anything done, including infrastructure. And it's probably not good news for the Democrats nationally in the midterms. I'll let you take it away if any of that hits home or not.
Well, I think it's definitely a snapshot as to what could happen next year. There's a lot of variables, including time between now and then. But certainly you saw a candidate that was able to take the Republican message to the suburbs without being sort of offensive and saying outrageous things and running around the state saying that the 2020 election was stolen and things like that. He sort of kept it together and dangled sort of a fine line between obviously Trump and Trump world and the many Democrats that are in the state of Virginia. Biden won that by 10 points. So this is a significant win. But, you know, not only was McAuliffe, you know, friends with the Clintons and all of that, but he was also a potential candidate for president. I think that if he had won, I think that the next thing people would have been saying is, you know, if Biden doesn't run in 2024, this is one of the candidates. So it was, you know, an interesting night for the Republican Party and sort of looking at what is in the tea leaves here and what do we do to focus for next year's election.
Bring it home to New Hampshire. I think this further catapults the likelihood that Governor Sununu looks at the Senate because these issues can carry, you know, inflation, education, socialism. You know, we've seen a lot of school board debate in New Hampshire over the last year of parents feeling boxed out. So these are hot button issues. But let's talk about if you're Senator Maggie Hassan, you're already running for re-election. You want that infrastructure bill to pass. You need the infrastructure bill to pass. And you're looking at this. And yet New Hampshire last night, Democrats had a pretty good night. So it's New Hampshire's strange. Neil, let me just cut to the chase. We are strange. What I'm saying by that is you have a Republican governor, Republican state house, all Democrat federal delegation. And look at Portsmouth and Manchester. Democrats doing well locally here. But nationally, it's swimming away from the far left. I don't even know if AOC will get reelected. My point is, if you're Senator Hassan, is this a wash? Or as soon as he jumps in, are you a little more concerned this morning or not?
Well, I think that she's going to probably look as to whether or not she can latch on to Manchin so that she gets more of an appearance of being bipartisan and perhaps be insulating herself against any sort of Republican wave that may be coming. I think that she's going to look at these things pretty hard. I think that if you look at Democrats and what they've done, they've won three special elections plus these mayoral races. But, you know, the mayor of Keene is a Republican. And a lot of the times in these small, you know, I call Portsmouth a smaller location. You know, it's who gets the most votes that becomes mayor.
Right.
And, you know, I think that individual personalities sometimes weigh heavily in these smaller races, which might have been a factor in the Bedford race as well a few weeks ago.
But, Neil, with one block of voters that you know swings all of this, and I have a quick theory. I'm just going to cut to the chase. I think, but it's more like 10 years from now in a political science classroom, like, you know, I think what happened as much as anything else with Joe Biden and Donald Trump and even the Democrat presidential primary race where they coalesced around Biden, I think what happened in the last go-around is independent voters get tired of Trump, tired of the tweets, tired of the personality, tired of the abrasiveness. COVID came. That was fatiguing. Douses the economy. takes away the steam of the economy. Trump would have been reelected, in my humble opinion, if the economy wasn't, you know, shut down, if you will. So they kind of put in Biden thinking he's going to be an easy consensus person. Then they realize the party's being run by the far left. You add all the noise of this year. It's only been a year, by the way. And I think independent voters say, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for being told I have no say in my kids' education. I didn't sign up for being told all these mandates. I didn't sign up for being, you know, dealing with this inflation. I'm tired of the culture wars. It's gone too far. I'm pushing back. And I think that's sort of what's going on or what went on in Virginia. I may be wrong.
I think you're totally right. And I think, you know, you add wokeness, political correctness overall. And I think that that also turns off a lot of voters, and they may not say it when they are asked during a poll, but I think it's something that they're focused on. And as we saw that, you know, after some police were killed and we saw that in the 2016, I think, election, where all of a sudden there was backlash from people who said, you know, defund the police and things like that. I think these are issues that hit home, mm-hmm. but they don't necessarily register in polls so much because people don't necessarily want to talk about them.
Right. It's a feeling, not something they want to openly talk about.
Exactly.
But, Neil, isn't it kind of fitting and a little bit ironic that the Atlanta Braves are the World Series champions in Atlanta, where Major League Baseball, speaking of political correctness, yanked the All-Star game? I don't know if the Atlanta Braves are going to be allowed in New Hampshire, or certainly Durham, New Hampshire, with a World Series trophy, are they?
Well, we have a speaker coming up who just wrote a book called Woke. And what it's about is these big companies that take political issues because they're trying to make a profit regarding the people that care about those issues. And it's sort of disingenuous, and it's a really interesting book, and with the speakers coming back here, I think the other interesting thing that you mentioned earlier was Keno in Portsmouth. You know, I don't know if there's Keno in Maine, but, you know, at this point, they're stacking up the cannabis shops and the Keno and the gambling and everything else on Badger's Island. We'll probably have more cannabis per square mile in Badger's Island, Maine, than anywhere else in the country.
I know entrepreneurs that have moved to Maine and bought a bunch of land, and they're growing cannabis. They're into the pot business because of the legal. You're right. You're not. You know, it's kind of no Keno in Portsmouth, though, Neil.
I think that if same-sex marriage is the issue that moved so quickly within 15 years, the entire country changed its opinion of it. The next one like that is cannabis, mm-hmm. and I think that things are moving in that direction very quickly.
All right, but remember, Neil, if nothing else today, do not forget what I'm going to say. There's no gambling.
How did we get on the marijuana issue?
No gambling at Bushwood. You probably don't remember the Caddyshack movie.
Oh, yes, I do.
And by the way, what's going on in Rye? I heard there's a bunch of cranes all around the beach houses. Is that near you?
I'm in an undisclosed location at this point.
All right, have a good one.
I'm not on Badger's Island purchasing anything either. So,
all right.